Okay, so we're learning the Chofetz Chaim Sefer Avas Chesed. Last time we learned, we focused on the Hakdama or the Haskama of the Netziv to the Sefer, where there are some interesting ideas about how Chesed is like something that's naturally built into the Jewish people, into all humanity on some level. And then the Chofetz Chaim gives us a Hakdama. And the Hakdama of the Chofetz Chaim writes that here, we won't read everything inside, we'll go through some highlights. Yisbarach HaTov HaMeitiv HaMischased Im Ko Bruav HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be blessed. The Pasuk says, Nosein Lechem L'chol Bosar Kilo Elam Chasto. Kadosh Baruch Hu does chesed with all creations. Ubi Yoser Lebnei Yisrael Am Krovo Ha'ahuvim Lo Me'od Ad Shekira'an B'Shem Bonim V'Chelak Hashem V'Tzivam Aleches B'Drachav. Notice HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed to all of humanity. The Iker chesed that the Chofetz Chaim speaks about is Nosein Lechem L'chol Basar. Giving food is the Iker chesed. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim will begin Avas Chesed when he gets into the halachic part by discussing giving food, parnasa, tzedakah. We don't think of it as a chesed. We think of tzedakah and chesed as being different. Chofetz Chaim will begin Avas Chesed by talking about tzedakah, giving people money for food. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed with all of humanity, and even more so with Bnei Yisrael, who he calls Banim. And he adds, "V'tzivon l'leches bidrachav shem darchei achesed v'harachem v'chanina, u'kedichsev v'ato yisrael v'ashem v'kecho shalmim v'akim l'yira l'leches b'chol drachav." We're commanded to follow darchei Hashem, which means to do chesed. Darchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Hashem kel rachum v'chanon, kol asher yikra b'shem Hashem yimoleit, etc. How is it possible to be called b'shem Hashem? If you act like Hashem, and acting like Hashem means doing chesed. This actually, it's very good. This is Parshas Vayera, no? It's interesting. Vayera is the parasha of chesed. Avraham Avinu demonstrates the chesed in Vayera. According to Chazal, the beginning of the parasha is almost impossible to understand. Avraham Avinu is being visited by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then there are these three people walking down, or three angels, whatever, coming down the street. And Avraham Avinu says, right, stay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you stay over there. I'm going to go and I'm going to run towards them. No? And like, when you think about it, it makes no sense. Besides, like, it's a little bit of a chutzpah. Like, hey God, like, wait, stay in the corner. Okay, I'm going to these guys. But more than that, it's problematic because the greatest experience a person can have in life is to be in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Olam Haba is that Tzadikim Yoshim Matrei Sein B'Roshehem Nenem Mizev Hashchina. The highlight of a human existence is to bask in the glory of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Avraham Avinu says, you know what? God, I'm going to give up on this greatest thing ever to take care of these people. That really makes no sense. But the Teretz is, no. According to what we're learning now, it makes perfect sense. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to be like Him. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of people, we, as those who are commanded to go B'Darchei Hashem, have to take care of people. That's the yesod that Avraham Avinu is demonstrating. I'm even going to give up on this greatest pleasure possible to take care of people, because by taking care of people, I'm not just enjoying Hashem, I'm making myself like Hashem. Mahu afata. We're supposed to imitate the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then the Chofetz Chaim writes, the end of this paragraph is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this commandment not one time, but eight times. And it's very funny the way he gives locations in the Torah. Ekev Parsha Aleph Pasuk Vav. Right? Chamishi Pasuk Yud Beis. Right? I think, I'm not sure exactly, like, I don't know anyone else who, like, gives Marimakomas and Chumash like this. I think the Chofetz Chaim was probably very from. That's given, and the Chafetz Chaim didn't want to use any Christian numbering system. And the Chafetz Chaim also, I think, was encouraging people to chazer the Torah, to do Shnei Mikra Vechatargum, one aliyah every day, so you know what's the first aliyah, what's the second aliyah, etc., and then you'll know where it is. That's my guess, but I'm not sure. Then the Chafetz Chaim continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Nevi'im, commanded us many times that we should do Asayis Mishpat Avas Chesed, and we're not only doing it because Hashem commanded us to do it. He writes, Kol Zahu Rak L'Tova Seinu, K'demesayim Akra Parshas Ekev Achakah Advarim Shepirat Mitchila L'Yiran Lechus Chod Rachav Chasul Basof L'Tov Lach. But you are helping somebody else. You think I'm getting nothing out of it. The Teretz is, no, that's not true. L'Tov Lach means, by engaging in chesed, by doing chesed, you benefit more than the recipient of the chesed. And the Chafetz Chaim is going to explain now, how is it that I benefit more by doing chesed than the one who receives the chesed?
Was that like the Rambam in terms of if you have $100, should you give $1 to 100 people, or $100 to 1%, and the notion of develops your character to be a generous person?
Right, so absolutely. But the letov lach for the Chafetz Chaim means more than that. It doesn't just mean that I eventually become a better person, but it means I'm benefiting from it in a, I'd say, more tangible way. In a more tangible way than just improving my personality. Oh. He writes, according to the way I margo myself with tov and chesed, I'll receive the tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in accordance with that amount. Okay. Then he writes, and this, again, maybe I'm so yeshiva bachar at heart, but I find this section, striking. B'kama makos b'aksum gam amari chazal matzinu shehishvez midas ha-kedusha hazu l'toira. Chesed equals the same as Torah. Wow. Isn't that frightening? Hey, what do you mean? Talmud Torah, can I get kulam? It's the greatest thing. Yeah. Chesed is equal to Torah, says the Chafetz Chaim. He probably also knew Talmud Torah, Kenega Kulam. That's my guess. Right? It's as good as Torah to save a person from any tzara that could come, and to give you any zechus that you could receive. And because there are so many makoras of this, I'll only give you some of them, he writes. He writes, Chesed ve'emes yichupar avoin. Right? Doing chesed is mechaper ar averis. Chesed ve'emes yichupar avoin. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. The Gemara in Brachas writes, Chesed is gemi. Are you able to follow along in the sources?
Yeah,
I'm
Hebrew, sorry.
Okay.
That's what's on
Barilah. I'm just skipping stuff. It should be on Barilah.
Yeah.
So chesed is gemilos chesedim. Rodev tzaka v'chesed. Emes is Torah. So chesed ve'emes yichup aravon. Chesed means gemilas chesed. Emes means learning Torah. And the both of them are mechaper averos. The isa b'avos Reb Nosson. Look at this one. The avos Reb Nosson perek dalid mishnah hey. Pamachas Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai is leaving Yerushalayim and Reb Yeshua is following him. And they see the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. So Reb Yeshua says, Oy lanu nebuchan to us. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. This was the place where we got kapar for all of our averus. So Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai responds, "Bini al yer alocha, yesh lanu kapara achas shikamosa, ve'eze zegemilas kasodim." You see the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. Reb Yeshua is all distraught. How are we going to have kapar for our averus? So Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai answers, no, you have kapara for averos by doing chesed. Now, Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai is a paragon of pure Torah, no? But he's saying chesed is what's mechaper. Yeah.
Doesn't this all kind of work together nicely, though? The notion of, it's an eschina, and by a sheni being destroyed, and chesed being, meaning in the sense of a Torah's chayim, being a kiyam of what the Torah is going for.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the sense of Elach the Bedrachav and looking out for each other.
Right, so that's all correct. But the notion that chesed is mechaper averos is I know, to me it was a chiddush. I always thought, like, you do chesed, it's a nice thing to do. But to think of chesed...
And if that's true, why isn't there more emphasis on it? Why don't people do it more?
Right, so people don't learn this sefer enough. The Chafetz Chaim writes, in like three paragraphs now, that, you know, I wrote this sefer because people don't do enough chesed. And they don't do enough chesed for a few reasons. A, they think it's not a halachic thing. They think it's just being nice. B, they don't realize the mussar values of how much you can accomplish by doing chesed. So I'm writing this book to tell you both. Both the dinim and the mussar. Chesed is super duper important. That's what we're getting at.
Yeah, like the higher caliber the yeshiva, like the less in Israel, let's say today, the less emphasis they put on chesed.
Yes, it's a real problem.
Like, we don't have time for that. Cause, like,
we had a whole conversation about in the smicha program recently. I mean, not so recently, a couple of years ago. About should we mandate that guys in smicha do chesed? So the problem with all of this is, it sounds great on paper, but when you say that there's a chesed component to smicha, and you're mechuyev to do chesed, that takes away the chesed element of it.
Well, also, how do you define chesed? Right. Like sitting with the guy in the base medrash who's like struggling through a tosfos. Like,
right, so that could be that a chesed. I mean, but are we going to define chesed that, like, you have to go out and go to a nursing home and, you know, how I define chesed in certain communities, they have, like, the shidduch resumes, which are more elaborate than they have in other communities. In some communities, there's no such thing as a shidduch resume, and in some communities, you have, like, a chesed section on your shidduch resume. Like, what? It's always for her. The guy never has a shidduch resume. Can you do it? But,
or a chesed section.
Or a chesed section. But, it says, like, what chesed activities are you involved in? And on some level, it cheapens it, and it makes it not really a chesed. Like, a genuine chesed comes from somebody who senses a need and does it. It's like an internally motivated thing. If I'm doing it because I want the shidduch, or because I want smicha, or because I want whatever, that's not, right? That's not real chesed.
There's something like show, like, yeah, like it's showy. Like, look what I did. Like, I did this thing. That's like not the point.
I could put together such a good farm field about this. Would be awesome. But yeah, I think that's. Hey, let's go on. The Chafetz Chaim writes that, take a look at how amazing the paragraph begins. Ura eod kaya hamida knusha hazo, shehi moelas laharich yomav sha'adam. Chesed is something that gives a person a longer life. By bnei eli, it says they're supposed to die young, and it's a Gzara din that has a shavua that can't be ripped up. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them, you know what? Im yiskaper avon beis eli bezevachu b'mincha, that karbanos and tefila won't fix the sin of the sons of Eli. Zakti gemar bezevachu b'mincha inu miskaper, miskaper b'toyu b'gemilas chasodim. Abaye and Rava. So Abaye learned Torah. He lived 40 years, even though he was from Bnei Eli, he was supposed to die young. Rava learned Torah and did Chesed. He lived 60 years. Chesed is a marich yom of Sha'adam. That's a second benefit of Chesed. It's mechaper aveiros. It gives you a long life. Third benefit, Chesed makes peace between a person and avihem shebashamayim. You connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam when you do chesed. The end of the paragraph he discusses, and the converse is also true. If you don't do chesed, you're building a barrier between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Have you zohir shelo timna rachamim? Kol amonei rachamim makish la'oved avodah zara. Uporek o malchus shamayim me'olav. You have to have rachmanus. Rachmanus is the attitude that brings forth chesed. If you don't lend people money when they need it, you're called bliyal, a bad person. Bliyal also means bli oil. You don't have omal peshamayim. Right? The Torah writes, don't think, bad person, don't think that because Shemitah is coming, you're not going to want money, etc. You won't do chesed. If you don't do chesed, you're bli'ol. You're building a barrier between you and the Ribbon Shalom. And then he continues, he finishes the Hakdama with the point that we made earlier. Many people don't do enough chesed. And there are many reasons for that. They don't realize they're adinim, and they don't realize how important it is. So therefore, we will be learning some of the dinim of how to do chesed, etc. Okay, Chevra, thank you for listening.